And then the gayest thing about me this week, I was at the hotel bar in San Francisco because I'm in San Francisco all last week for work. And this like man, I'm guessing in his 60s, came into the bar wearing like the shortest shorts I have ever seen another human being wear. And he sat down and his testicles came out. So I was like, thank you. Like, I don't know. I didn't know how to feel about that whole thing. But like, having a like, the whole thing was like, did he do that on purpose?
Do you think he was flashing you?
Maybe. Oh, I'm not sure. Why does this always happen to me when I travel for work, Kyle?
I don't know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Man, I'm guessing in his 60s, sat down and his testicles came out.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4628. BFO for Wednesday the 5th of November 8th, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Y'all, I've got another list. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a beaverish good morning to all of you. Hello, Illuminators. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Illuminators today because y'all, it's the full moon today. And you know, all the crazies come out. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, especially in November. You can say that again. Big Fatty, especially in November. It's true. Y'all, speaking of that, y'all, I'm looking here at the mark in calendar, and y'all, there are so many celebrations of exiting the birth canal. This week, next week, and the following week, and I'm like, well, what's going on? Y'all, these are all conceptions would have been around VD. And y'all wishing us a happy good morning was Randy in Pennsylvania, Rick and Ick, Rick and Ick. Y'all, it is especially crazy this full moon because, y'all, it is a super moon. Yes, Big Fatty, the super moon. Y'all, it's the first, it's the second of three, and it's they're super moons because they're closest to planet Earth when they're a super moon, so they look larger than than normal. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, the November super moon is the Beaver Moon. Big Fatty, Miss Beaver. And why, y'all, you may be wondering, why is it called the Beaver Moon? Well, y'all, and I believe this is the only full moon that is named for a number one fan of the BFO. I'm not sure, though. Y'all, the Beaver Moon, the Old Farmer's Almanac says this is when the beavers begin to take shelter in their lodges and lay up sufficient food storage for the winter ahead.
By the silvery moon.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 5th of November. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, you've met this person out there in the California at a meet and greet, and y'all, she went to the Price is Right with Merg Roddy. Y'all, that's back when that Robert Barker was the host. And y'all, that's a long time ago. And y'all, she has not once but twice sent me sets of queen size sheets. Big Fat, it's because she knows you soil yours on a regular basis. Well, Big Fat likes the red, you know, it's got, yes, Big Fat, kind of like whore and the blank sheets. Oh, yes, Big Fat, you always got to. Yes, it's vulgar. Anyway, y'all, she's out there in the City of Angels. Y'all don't hear from her very much, but maybe if she's still listening, she'll get over there on the ham map like the old gal did. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Ian. Big Fatty, we love Ian. We do, Big Fatty. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard me talk about this person numerous times over the years. Y'all, he would travel with me to the Metropolis Inner Demon Complex and other vulgar locations. Y'all, he went to the Amsterdam with Big Fatty and all over the place. Y'all, in fact, he went with me to down there to the future when I went to visit New Zealand and Australia many, many moons ago. Y'all used to be at the coal mine with Big Fatty, and y'all, he was married to his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Big Fatty, y'all, not with us anymore, but always with us in our hearts and minds. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Miss Kitty. Big Fatty, we love Miss Kitty. We do. Y'all, Miss Kitty would be 77 today. So, y'all, if you see Ian on the social medias, wish her a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Kathy's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Y'all, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it, but I think it's two e-letters from that Patty Bacon within the past 2 weeks or so. And y'all, I'm just going to read it to you. The subject is more robots. And Patty says, "Ole, Big," you know, that's hello backwards. It's me, Patty Bacon from Nidraba, North Dakota. Ole. You know, Aberdeen is Nidraba spelled backwards. Big, I love the new little show with the robots. My car phone picked it up with no problems. Selfishly, I'm glad the robots mentioned me. Mention me already, because it's going to be years before they mention my name again. I went into the WWW archives and I first delurked in April of 2015 in episode 1880. Big Fatty, that is a while back. I took out the computer to do the calculations, and if the robots review 5 episodes a week, it'll take 376 weeks to get to that episode 1880. I think the robots won't be mentioning me for another 7 years. Big Fatty. Anywho, Big, Can you believe that we've been friends for a decade? It's hard to believe. Time flies. That's like 10 years. You were in your 50s when we met, and I'm still the same age as I was then. Shh. A big secret. The Fountain of Youth is in the middle of the Nidrabah rhombus. Oh, Big Fatty. Now, Big, everyone on your little show has a name or nickname, including Poodle. Oh, Bevins to Hetsy. Ole, Poodle. It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon. Ole. Ole, Patty. Patty Bacon. It's me, Poodle. Sorry, Big. I got sidetracked by something adorable there. Anyway, do your robots have names? If not, maybe you should have a contest to name them. I don't think the colostomy bag has seen much activity lately. Maybe you can acquire a second colostomy bag and have one for the man robot suggestions and one for the lady robot suggestions. Well, just let me know what you think. Plus, I miss my cousin's bumper. I had that fun music from that program from Grandfather Bacon used to like on the PBS. I haven't heard it in a month of Sundays. You played it on my first little show, number 1880. Toodles, Patty. First of all, Patty, thank you so much for the e-letter. It's always lovely to hear from you. And there's an excellent, Cricket Hat tried to name his robot. I think he called Alice or something like that. Big Fat, that's a silly name. It is. Patty, maybe you're... maybe your cousin, who, by the way, says that since the robots say that the two of y'all are cousins, that it must be true. Big Fatty, of course it's true. Patty Bacon says it. It's true. And, Patty, I'm not sure what music you're referring to. I always play the bumper that you sent me. Yes, Big Fatty, one of the few participants on the little show that has their own bumper. Well, there are several that have their own bumper. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, how silly of me. But Patty, I think it's a lovely idea. You know, who knows? Maybe your cousin will sponsor a contest and run it, of course, because, Big Fatty couldn't be bothered to name the mechanicals. And maybe it'll come, maybe we'll have the contest and name the winner on Freight Day or something. Patty, thank you so much for that, and let's do this.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he's fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning from Captain D from Tennessee.
And Alan in the Uck. Although Alan is not in the Uck, Alan and Captain D are in Memphis, Tennessee. And we're getting very excited because we're just approaching the car park, in fact, of that famous son, the king of rock and roll, Elvis's Graceland. So, yeah, Captain D has insisted on bringing me to see where it all happened, where it all began. So we just wanted to say a few words, a quick hello, a good morning, and I just can't contain myself with the excitement. What do you say, Captain D?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It seems to end there. Anyway, Fatty, Big Fatty, so it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from...
Cam D from Tennessee.
Bye.
Yeah, go Fatty, they ain't nothing but a hound dog wearing their blue suede shoes. Beh, Fatty, what was wrong with you? I just had a banana sandwich or something like that. I don't know. Y'all, that is Alan in the Uck and Captain D from Tennessee. Y'all, now I think we know why troops were called into Memphis. Fatty, you silly. It's true. But thank you so much for the call. Y'all, by the way, that is the last voice letter that I have in the queue. So anyway, we'll hope for more. Y'all, one other thing. You know, I for my own enjoyment, I am still doing the weekly recap little shows of the current weeks. And y'all, I didn't know if maybe you'd like to get those sent to you as well as the Ruination, the early years, or not, but let Big Fatty know, and we'll see. You know, you don't have to listen to it. Big Fatty, please. It's hell already now that it's 6 days a week. Well, anyway, but who knows? We'll just put that out there. Yes, Big Fatty, and we'll just put it away. Y'all, now I do have some breaking news. This just into the BFO in the Future Center. Yo, Big Fatty picked the winner in the Melbourne Cup. Dear Gussie, y'all, I couldn't believe it. Straight Bob says, half yours won. You want cash or a giftette? Well done. And I said, well, I want you to do something nice for yourself. And he says, ha ha, you're single. That's all we do. Big Fatty's as vulgar as you. Y'all, that reminds me. I saw somebody posted on the WWW. It says, a man has 37 bones in his hand unless he's single and he has 38. Big Fatty! And I asked him, I said, well, did you, he also says, wow, that only took 22 years. Y'all, evidently I've been trying to pick for 22 years. But, I asked him if he won. He says, I think so. I put $10 on it and we'll split it with you. A guy at work is big into horse racing and gave me the tip. Big Fatty, just the tip of the multi for three races, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. Big Fatty downtown. And his friend put $50 on the bet, and he won $1,200. So anyway, there you go. And congratulations, Straight Bob, and you enjoy that. That sounds like Big Fatty. That sounds like a really big chicken dinner. It does sound like a big chicken dinner, doesn't it? Yes, Big Fatty. Yo, one little quick little thing here. I saw on the social medias today. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, a little bit of sad news. Big Ricky up there in the Chicago's, y'all, his puppy dog, Ivy, passed away. Ricky was with her, and I know that he made her life special, and she definitely made his life special. So y'all, keep Big Ricky in your thoughts. Maybe send him a little note saying that you're sorry for his loss, but you're happy that he had so many years with Ivy. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish little show. And Mike, what do you want to say you saw when you saw Big Fatty?
Man, I'm guessing in his 60s, sat down and his testicles came out.
You sound surprised. You know Big Fatty does not wear the underpants. Jeez.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.